Chapter 35. The transport eases in through the mouth of the hangar bay, settling into the belly of the Star Destroyer Dominion. Joran Turnbull, or rather Sinji Arath Velis once again, borrowing the identity of an Imperial agent who died on the Endor moon, eases back on the throttle. His teeth gritting so hard, he's afraid they might be ground to a fine white powder.
"This is a terrible plan,"
he says to Han Solo. Solo, who crouches down so as not to be seen. Han Solo, the jerk. The very handsome, very charismatic jerk.
"And I hate you very much."
"Relax, this is gonna work."
The transport thuds dully against the hangar bay. Sinjir isn't much of a pilot, and his landing is clumsier than a drunken dragon snake the way it just sort of flops down. But nobody cares, blessedly. And in moments, the ship is surrounded by a whole bloody battalion of stormtroopers. Oh, and what's this? Here comes Admiral Orlan himself. Well then, Orlan must be eager to collect his prize, the prize of the rebel hero Han Solo. In the back, behind the sealed door separating the cockpit of the transport from the hold, comes the sound. It's a sound Sinjir has been hearing during the whole flight from the surface of Kashyyyk. A susurrus of shifting and clicking. Each time he hears it, he flinches.
"You ready?"
Solo asks.
"No, not for this."
He blanches. His guts feel like water. His skin prickles.
"I should have known this was a bad plan as soon as you told me what captives we'd be transporting. You're a dangerous man."
Solo shrugs.
Outside, a thumping. A stormtrooper pounding on the side of the transport. Over the comm, the voice of Lieutenant Yoff.
"Open!"
"Here goes,"
Solo says.
"Yes,"
Sinjir says grimly, then opens the door. Sinjir winces and waits. He flips the exterior hatch port cam on, though he really doesn't want to see. But it's like looking at a speeder crash. It's hard to look away. On the screen, Orlan seems confused at the lack of anything happening. Though surely by now, he's hearing the sounds.
Those terrible sounds.
Instead of flinching away like a smart person, the fool actually leans in. It happens so fast, Orlan doesn't even get to scream. He reels back, clutching his eyes as if something was flung into them. Hairs, Sinjir knows, flung from the legs and thorax of the massive web-weaver spider that now pounces on Orlan. The spider is not alone. Others join it, leaping and scuttling forth, bristling legs pinning stormtroopers to the deck of the bay. Glistening chelicerae click and chitter as fangs emerge and punch holes clean through white armor. The screams of troopers dissolve into gargling bleats as they flail and fall. The spiders scuttle and shriek and pounce. The Admiral tries to run. Sinjir watches him out the front window of the shuttle. But Orlan, he's blinded, and the spider does not care to relinquish its prey. It knocks him down, and two fangs crunch through the officer's skull.
"Spiders!"
Sinjir grouses.
"Why exactly are we using spiders again?"
Solo shrugs.
"Wookiee said it would work. Wasn't too much of a thing to secure this gaggle. And, well, look."
He spreads his arms out to behold the bedlam. Stormtroopers fruitlessly fire their blasters as officers flee. Spiders fling themselves bodily against them. Screams and flailing ensue.
"All right. This distraction won't last long. Let's do this."
He slides into the cockpit and mans the weapons control. The sides of the shuttle bang as the laser cannons flanking the cockpit emerge. Ahead, a pair of ship-sized turrets wait to take out any trespassing crafts. And next to them sit the hangar bay shield generators. Han pulls the trigger once, twice, three times. red light screams above the bodies of the spider-pinned stormtroopers, and both the turrets and the shield generators explode in a rain of white light. Parts of them rain down in a clatter. Sinjir signals to the comm.
Halo, doors open. No need to knock.
Come on,
Solo says. I'm not going out there.
Yes, you are.
There are spiders out there. Not little spiders. Spiders as big as my grandmother. And while my grandmother was a fairly small woman, she was still considerably larger than any other spider ever.
They're occupied.
Occupied?
Eating stormtroopers.
Did I mention I hate you?
Maybe once or twice.
Sinjir growls, then gets up. They pop the door between the cockpit and the transport hold. His breath catches in his chest and won't release because... Spiders, spiders, there are so many spiders! Willing his legs to carry him outside the transport feels like a truly heroic act. Yet somehow he manages. And sure enough, there is one of those web weavers. It rises on its two hind legs. Its hairs bristle. Green ichor drips from fangs that pop free of its mouth parts like sprung traps. Solo shoots it in the face. Something squirts out of the top of its head and drops, twitching. Two more spiders come scurrying up behind it. Sinjir fumbles for his own blaster, but it doesn't matter. Spears of laser light rip into them as the roar of the Halo's engines fill the bay. The gunship blasts forward, coming in close behind the transport, its turbines turning fast as it lands with a bone-jarring bang. In moments, the others are rushing off the Halo. Jazz, Jom, and of course Chewbacca. Weapons drawn and already firing. Spiders bowl over, squirting fluid. Stormtroopers tumble and fall.
Come on!
Solo waves them forward and whoops.
Let's steal ourselves a Star Destroyer.
Sinjir stifles a groan.
Don't worry, Han smirks. I've done this before. What could go wrong?
The logistics of this plan defy reality, Sinjir knows. A Star Destroyer is home to thousands. This one is running light, admittedly, so its numbers are in the hundreds. But their one moment of arachnid distraction earns them precious little time. And piloting a Star Destroyer isn't exactly the same thing as weaving a gunship or a freighter through a nest of TIE fighters. Admittedly, Sinjir has never piloted a Star Destroyer, but he wagers it's a lot like trying to saddle and ride a stampeding trog beast. So he's pretty sure this won't work. Though as they fight through the hallways and channels of the destroyer, working their way toward the bridge of the ship, he starts to feel uncharacteristically optimistic. Fighting alongside Solo means some of the smuggler's trademark luck seems to rub off. Like a curiously pleasant smell. Jazz takes down troopers left and right with her slug thrower. Jom is altogether more brutal. He and the Wookiee get right in there, scrapping bodily with their foes, flinging white armored incompetents left and right and often into one another. And then, as if by miracle, or by the Force, or whatever bizarre cosmic authority governs the weave and weft of the galaxy, they are on the bridge. And Solo was waving around a pair of blasters, saying,
"This is a robbery. We're gonna need this Star Destroyer."
And for a moment, all looks bright and shining. The comm officers and ensigns start to stand, hands up. An older, paunchy officer with Vice Admiral bars on his chest hesitates before finally standing up. Sinjir thinks, "My word, we've done it." But the thought of victory comes just a moment too early. The door behind them blasts open, and more stormtroopers pour onto the bridge. The fight Sinjir thought was over suddenly follows them inside. Jom gets his blaster shot out of his hands, and so lurches forward while swinging a fist. But the commando catches the end of a rifle to the throat, and he falls. Jazz replaces him. Her rifle is too long to fire easily in such a tight fray, but she swings it like a club. Sinjir does his own work, too. He gets behind one trooper and stabs the flat of his hand just under the poor dolt's helmet. The tips of his fingers drive hard into the trooper's neck, and it has the expected result. The Imperial soldier's fingers fly open on reflex, and the rifle he's carrying clatters to the ground. "Ha-ha!" he thinks. "Our luck holds true once." A jarring hit from behind. Sinjir's teeth clack together over his tongue. He tastes blood and sees stars going supernova behind his eyes as he drops face forward onto the floor. A stormtrooper steps over him and kicks him in the ribs. Oof! Through blurry eyes, he sees troopers swarming Solo, taking his blaster. Chewie too, and the Wookiee roars in protest. "It's over," he thinks. He watches as the stormtroopers slam Solo against a console. A pair of troopers stun Chewie as the Wookiee storms forward. A boot finds Sinjir's neck and presses down. Luck, it seems, is a finite resource after all.